how about a little Friday frivolity? And for that, we bring in our host, Travis.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, P1s. Good morning, fellas. Figured we'd bring back a classic today. It's been a while. I think the last time we did this was Valentine's Day, but it's Craigslist missed connections. We'll start with a classic today, something that we're pretty used to. It's the missed my chance, Hail Mary, of we had a situation at a place. Maybe there was a connection, but I didn't take my shot, so I'm going to do that on Craigslist. So let's head over to Marsh Lane and Forest Lane. This was Tuesday night, 5/27/25. It was about 6:30 p.m., and I walked into Casa Navarro. I sat down in a booth right in front of you. You looked up, and we smiled at each other. This happened a couple of times, and then you got up and left. I'm kicking myself for not introducing myself and giving you my number. If you see this and want to meet, let me know. Tell me something about you or me so that I know it's the right person.
So what if someone answers and say, yes, that was me. Let's meet up at wherever.
You have to have the
Mets Brewery.
You have to have the identifying trait to get
to
me.
No.
I was wearing a red shirt.
Right. And then, okay, what if they guess that? And then you go out and agree to meet at Mets Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that that wasn't the person. Are you just immediately putting a church finger up and walking out? Or if you find them attractive, do you
try to make
that connection
there? Yeah,
you're
sussing out the situation.
Yeah, if you find them attractive.
But what if it's not the person you're talking about? That's your long-lost love. That's who you're looking for.
Oh, that's your long-lost. I thought I wanted to take your clothes off is all that is.
Well, and I'm not trying to disparage any of our good friends on missed connections, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to connect these missed connections. But I have a feeling that if you're posting on missed connections that your standards might be a little bit lower than the average Joe out there. And you might be like, all right, this is what we're here for.
Because think about it. This guy was so impacted by some random chick smiling at him that he went on to Craigslist to see if maybe somehow it'll happen for him.
It's the ultimate Hail Mary. Like,
it is. It's the last play of the game.
I got a couple more Hail Marys
for you.
This is a good one because this is another pretty common trope here. It's the traveler that is coming back through town and had an interaction last time, wants to, you know, see if we can't make it happen again.
Oh, the California girlfriend. Okay.
So we met at Sherlock's is the title of this one. This is at Central and Park Lane.
Oh, yeah.
We met several years ago at Sherlock's at Central and Park Lane. You were the younger woman who worked as an event planner, and I was the older gentleman in town on business.
Is this from Josh Hamilton?
We went back to your place, so it sounds like not Josh. He's usually in the bathroom. We went back to your place and had a nice, relaxing evening. Like an idiot, I lost your phone number. I've tried missed connections ads several times, but with no luck. I would love to see you again. I hope you see this. If so, tell me a few details about our first meeting. I hope to hear from
this
you
makes,
soon.
He knows who it is. He has her
right.
Name. He knows her name.
But he just lost her number. How do you lose
her
number?
You can't find her on Instagram or Facebook or any other social media
app? People change phones a lot. And maybe that last phone wasn't, it wasn't your choice to abandon it.
You lose a contact.
Mm.
And yet somehow she has not contacted you at all
time. That's one of those. That's where I would come to the realization of, if it was that great, oh man, I lost your number, but maybe you have mine and you still haven't heard. That's more of a Hail Mary than the dude that just smiled at
the chick.
Well,
and I just don't understand.
The dude that smiled, he knows he's not going to.
Right. Right.
There's not a chance. This one is so different because they had a nice, relaxing evening.
I bet.
So relaxing.
You met at a bar and you went to her place and relaxed?
Yeah, it happens.
Can
naked.
You?
Bet they relaxed naked.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was just the...
How
was
many
the
times
only...
have you ever met a chick at a bar and you went home with her and just relaxed?
Maybe that was a more quiet place to just get to know each other.
You go home by yourself and relax. You go home with somebody else to take off their clothes. That's just what it is.
Well, I'm never hitching a ride with you. I tell you that
no
much.
Kidding. No kidding. All right. I have the ultimate Craigslist Hail Mary. The
okay.
ultimate.
Here we go. Down 10.
Girl in white SUV.
Oh, no.
This one's in Waco.
Okay.
We had to expand a little bit here. You were in the white SUV with a green shirt that fit you very well.
Hang on, my wife has a white SUV. And keep reading.
And left nothing to the imagination.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. She was clothed, so obviously you had to imagine
that
something.
That X's my wife out. Thank goodness.
You caught my eye having a blast rolling down the highway. If you see this, I'd love to hear from you as my vehicle has some big options. P.S. I love the bumper stickers.
Okay, totally out.
Good Lord.
It's not my...
What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's...
He saw her driving down the street.
Like, he's not even saying what type of car it was or anything.
It was a white SUV.
I need more than
that. Well, he probably couldn't see the make and model because she was wearing 75.
Okay. Apparently a green shirt that only covered her nips.
If you're seeing her and you realize or know what color shirt she had on,
right.
You know what type of ride that is. You can tell whether it's a Lexus or a Toyota or something.
Look, wait a second. My wife also has a white SUV.
Oncoming trap, mine too.
And she also has a green shirt.
Yeah, my lady has a green shirt. It could have been any of our ladies.
That
really.
Shows. I mean, that's what you told me.
That's for special time.
That's what you told me.
No, I didn't.
What does my vehicle have big options mean?
I don't want to know. I don't know what
this
he means
is interesting.
By that. Because sometimes, like, in the back of the vehicle, there'll be, like, a flashlight. So, like, is there something back there that can detach and help you in some way?
I will say Waco is...
You're saying that's the big options?
I'm just...
It could be.
I'm wondering aloud.
It could be. Some
I'm
sort
just
of
wondering,
a
wondering
tailgate
aloud.
Function. Sunroof.
Sure.
Maybe just a moonroof. I don't know.
I've seen a video where someone makes... big use of the parking brake.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Big use.
That's a big
option.
It's ridiculous.
It's a huge option.
Or the little stick
it.
Shift.
Yeah.
I've even seen a video.
There's a lot of videos online.
Seen a video where someone uses the
champagne bottle. Oh, you're talking about something else?
The back of the truck.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, the like
hitch?
Yeah, as an option.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Obviously you do, since you gave us the visual aid.
Right.
I think I might have seen that too.
And what are we doing here? Why is that on my algorithm? I don't ask for that.
We're utilizing all the options on our vehicles. That's what we're doing.
Well, now that we have talked about
it. I want the base model on my ride.
Oh, yeah, you want the stick shift, don't you?
No,
the girl comes
over.
Where's the trailer hitch?
It's ridiculous.
I had luck in Waco one time.
That brings truck nuts to a whole new level. Watch my nuts.
Well, you enjoyed that one, huh?
I like that one. I just saw a huge pair of them the other day. It made me think about it.
When I was in college, we were driving through Waco once, and we saw these hot Baylor girls next to us. And we, you know, you try to talk to them through the window or whatever. And we had papers, so we wrote down, held it up, what's your number? And the girl wrote down something and put it on their window, and it wasn't her number.
That sucks.
They tricked us. No way.
And you thought that it was,
call them. I was 19 years old.
You ever been flashed by a car full of girls?
I have.
That was the best freshman football bus ride ever.
I've never been flashed.
Dude, you should look into it.
I got flashed by a girl on the back of a motorcycle once.
Well, how do I look into it? Do I need to go on Craigslist?
Yes.
That might be a help wanted ad more than a misconnection, which is available. Definitely available. Let's see. We're pretty late here. Let's get two more in, though, I think. Let's go with...
We're pretty late here. Let's get more.
Yeah, let's do lots more. Lots more. One last one. All right. Since I said one last one, this is a good one. Medieval Times. Yellow Knight. Come on. It was my birthday, 4/18.
No way.
You chose me as the queen of the tournament, and I blew you kisses. And... ..
Do you know how... Okay, so he
That's
works there.
Pretty
you
simple.
You could go find that
yes,
guy.
You can easily ask.
Just wait till closing.
I will bet you they have the list of, hey, you know what? On Wednesday night, who was the Yellow Knight?
And they'd easily be, that was Michael Schrader.
I've never been. I wonder if he had his little visor down, or did he get grandfathered in and he doesn't have to wear the visor?
He He's probably got the biggest lance. That's why she wants him.
No doubt. The biggest option.
She did blow him kisses.
And dot, dot, dot.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, that seems really simple.
Yeah,
just
kind of
stick around afterwards. Yes. That's one where you didn't even need to, you didn't even need to go.
Did he catch him?
To Craigslist.
And put him on
or did he?
He caught him in his
he
hand.
Takes his sword.
No, right.
Not you. He cuts the kiss in midair and just stares at her.
Kind of gives it a Dikembe Mutombo finger. No, 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 no.
All right, that's miscommunication.
Man, I need her. She could definitely get that done.
No doubt.
Like for dudes, I understand. If you're trying to see a girl in a white SUV, go to Craigslist. If you're a lady wanting to talk to the
Yellow Knight,
that's.
Well, how
I
about
bet
this?
You they were out in the lobby signing autographs.
If you fell in love with a Yellow Knight, give us a call. And then if you're a Yellow Knight, let's see if we can make this happen.
At medieval times.
Yeah. Not just any Yellow Knight.
Yeah.
A pro. Only the pro.
Only the one in medieval times.